Thank you all for joining us at IED Sports. Today we are talking about the Seattle Seahawks, and we're going to make projections for all the fantasy assets for the 2021 season. Wyatt, you know why I'm excited today, Steve?
Because we're talking about your favorite quarterback.
Because we're talking about my favorite quarterback, Russell Wilson. Russell Wilson and the Seattle Seahawks, which was like a tale of two halves last season. First half of the season, the worst defense in the league, and they had to throw the ball every game. And then halfway through the season, the defense magically gets better. They make some trades at the deadline, just improve that squad immensely, and then they're running the ball.
Yeah.
This is tricky because Pete Carroll is fine with running the rock 100 times a game.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, and Russell Wilson was getting all that MVP hype. You know, everyone was like, oh, there's no question that Wilson's going to be the MVP this season. He's just world breakingly good. And then in the last half of the season, because they had their bye week. In week six. And like after the Buffalo game was week nine, and I'm looking at his point totals after that, and it was just such a drop. He only topped 20 points once, and that was against the Jets in half PPR.
Yeah, that's rough, but I still love him, and that's okay because I see other people ranking him as the number one quarterback in all of fantasy football. Now, we talk about Pete Carroll and the game dependency of this team. I think Pete Carroll, like most coaches, wants to be a little more balanced. He wants to throw less than the first half, but more than the second half. And if we can find a nice, you know, beautiful spot in the middle, I think we can get some more consistency than we had last season. I have Russell Wilson at 409 completions on 590 attempts, 4,630 yards, and 40 touchdowns. That is my quarterback three behind only Kyler and Dak Prescott. Steve, where's he going in drafts?
Yeah, you're definitely the highest on him because Wilson.
I'm not the highest.
Fantasy Football Calculator has him at QB8 and going in the sixth round. Highest four, lowest seven.
Beautiful. We know what I'm doing with Russell Wilson. Are you buying Russell Wilson?
No. I like Russell. I like Russell Wilson, the player. Okay. I know that Alex will lambaste me for saying that. I like Russell Wilson, the player, but Russell Wilson, the fantasy quarterback, like
Wilson or Aaron Rodgers?
Aaron.
That's crazy talk. Russell Wilson or Tom Brady?
I'll take Wilson.
Russell Wilson or Joe Burrow?
Ooh, that's kind of a little bit of a push for me there.
That's about where he's going. He's going behind Herbert and Rodgers, but then about a round ahead of those other guys. So,
What about Josh Allen? Josh Allen's going ahead of him too. Like you seriously have Josh Allen as a worse quarterback than Wilson?
Yes. Worse is subjective. I just think he's going to score less fantasy points. Wise. I have right now, and I'll read you the numbers. Kyler Murray, 410 points. Dak Prescott, 409 points. So I have those guys back to back. Russell Wilson, 407 points. That is my tier one.
Okay.
Three guys, Kyler, Dak, Russell. My tier two, Josh Allen, 387. Pat Mahomes, 369. Jalen Hurts, 365, because why are we giving quarterbacks a point for every 10 rushing yards? That makes no sense, but that's where he would have to end up.
Wow, because Lamar's not even on that. But Lamar's
362, he's 3 points behind Jalen Hurts. I have very distinct tiers this year. That's just how I statted him out.
Okay, I mean those are your stats, but like, If I was to seriously look at the quarterbacks, I would realistically take ahead of Russell Wilson. I would definitely take Pat Mahomes ahead of him. I would take Josh Allen. I would take Kyler, Lamar, Dak, and Aaron. Justin Herbert's ahead of Russell Wilson, but I would take Russell Wilson ahead of Herbert.
Absolutely, I agree there. I have Herbert at 12. And his ADP is currently 7. So yeah, we have a lot of those guys. I really think this year for quarterback, you have three or four guys in the top tier, three or four guys in a very, very close second tier, and then a huge drop, and then you get all the other guys. So you really want a top 7 or 8 quarterback this season to do well in fantasy. But we do have to move on because we're not talking about quarterbacks. We're talking about Russell Wilson and the Seattle Seahawks. So let's talk about their running game now. we have Chris Carson. Now, Rashad Penny's still there, but until he puts three games in a row together, I can't take him into stats, into account for satting these guys out. Carson, for me, has always been just a little bit devalued. He's put together a pretty good NFL career so far. He was 17th in 2020, 14th in points per game. In 2019, he was running back 11. 2018, he was running back 15. So he's in the teens every year, and he's just been good. What do you think about Chris Carson before I go into what my actual stats are?
I mean, I'll just say it now. I'm always selling on Chris Carson because he's always hurt and he's always leaving points on the table. I mean, before you drop into his points, his ADP is running back 19. You say that he's devalued, but he's still going in the third round like every year with a high of the second round and a low of the fourth round. Like you say devalued, but this kid is constantly getting drafted in the RB teens. He's constantly being drafted in the between the second and fourth round. Like I'm just like,
drafted where he belongs is what I'd like to call it. 235 carries, 1,081 yards, 6 touchdowns. I also have him at 40 catches for 306 receiving touchdowns. That counts a heavy rotation with some of these other guys in there. It also lands him at running back 17 for me, which I think that is his absolute floor. So my floor is running back 17. He's going out running back 19. Guess what? That means I'm buying.
I mean, I'm not. Despite all of that, I'm looking at his rankings. Like last year he was running back 19, then 12, then 16.
So here's where I'm going to sell you on him, because I don't think I gave him absurd yardage for the number of touches he's going to have.
Mm-hmm.
Right? He's going to score the touchdowns he has every year. And I didn't project him for very many. Right? But last year, Seattle gave him only 33% of the touches inside the five. And that mm-hmm. was only 6 total touches. He scored on like 3 of those. So he's good inside the five, but the team never gets there. And 22% of the inside the five touches actually went to Carlos Hyde, who's mm-hmm. now out of town. If he could raise that 33 to 66, he can get another 3, 4, 5 touchdowns on the season. So I think really I sat him out at what I believe is his floor. I think Pete Carroll can trust him now because his fumbles went from 7 in 2019 to only 1 in 2020. So I think Chris Carson is still young. He's still learning the game, figuring things out. And I like where Chris Carson is headed in the 2021 season.
I'll just say this. If they really liked Chris Carson as much as they really did, they would have given, he only got a 1-year extension, right? He got a 2-year extension, $14 million total. I mean, $14.6 million total. So seven three. I mean,
you can't give anyone that. I mean, he's a running back, and this is a prudent team who likes to spend on defense and not pay for running backs. I mean, you got Rashad Penny, Travis Homer, DJ Dallas. If you want to say, you know, they're not capitally invested in him, they're not really invested in any of those other guys either. The only one here, Rashad Penny, who I really want to see, but I got to see him on the field for 2 consecutive games before I even give him stats for this season.
Yeah. Oh, I agree.
So let's move on to the pass catching options here. There are 2 main guys we want to talk about, DK Metcalf and Tyler Lockett. DK Metcalf is my wide receiver 1 in 2021. I have almost 15 points ahead of Diggs and Ridley at 2 and 3. I gave him 145 targets, 96 receptions, 1,359 yards, and 13 touchdowns in 2021. Mm-hmm. That's only a slight bump from 2020, where he had 1,300 yards and 10 touchdowns. I think he could absolutely make it happen, Steve. I have DK Metcalf, my wide receiver 1. Where is he currently going in drafts?
He is wide receiver 5 with an ADP of 206. ADP of 206. He's been going as high as the first round. 108 is his high, and his low has been 303. I'm just gonna say it right now. If I could, in redraft leagues, like in our league of records, if if DK Metcalf is sitting there for me at the start of the second round, and like, and my one of my keepers are running back, I'm taking Metcalf. Like, this kid is the only has been out of all the Seahawks, he was the only consistent Seahawk. Like, he only busted in like two of his games or something like that.
He was very good all season long, but I will have to ruin your parade, Steve, because in our home league, I have DK Metcalf as a 9th round keeper this year, and I have Justin Jefferson as an 8th round keeper this year. So not only am I set at wide receiver, you will not be touching him for years to come.
Okay, well, that's fair. I mean, I'm probably keeping a couple of wide receivers myself, so I get it.
It is what it is. Let's move on to Tyler Lockett, a player who I think is habitually better than he looks. When I look at my Tyler Lockett stats for next season, I project him at 125 targets, which is high, but not unheard of. 94 receptions, 1,078 yards, and 8 touchdowns. He is currently wide receiver 16 in my rankings. Where is he going in drafts?
Lockett is wide receiver 23, and with an ADP of 510, high as 402, low as 612.
He has 3 straight 1,000-yard seasons, all with 8 or more touchdowns, and he's going behind guys that just have no business being mentioned in the same sentence. I understand there is inherent injury issues and maybe some concerns, but he's going around Cooper Kupp, Deontay Johnson, DJ Moore, Odell Beckham Jr. I have Lockett over all of those players.
I have Lockett over... I would only take Lockett over Odell. I would take the other 3 ahead of him.
Did you hear that? Oh, that was Deontay Johnson dropping another pass. Okay, let's move on to tight end for the Seattle Seahawks, because we do have one guy on paper, but one guy I do want to mention is still there, and that's Will Dissly. We talk about Seattle.
Oh, geez.
Seattle can't quit injury-prone players, and Will Dissly is one of those guys. If Will Dissly could put together 17 games, he would be a top 10 tight end, no question. Again, I can't really predict that, but what I did predict is about 95 targets going to one tight end or the other. I do have Dissly and Everett at about an even split right now. I need to see something more before it happens. But let's talk about what I have on paper. Okay. I have those 95 targets. I have Everett 31 catches for 336 yards and 4 touchdowns. Tight end 36. And I have Dissly 37 receptions for 392 and 5 touchdowns. That little stat difference makes him 11 points higher. He's at tight end 27. So if we add that up, we have 161 total fantasy points or tight end 10. So you see the range of outcomes here. If Everett doesn't play, Dissly is healthy. Dissly has that high upside. I don't think that's going to happen. I think the more likely chance would be Dissly goes down early. Who knows what week that is. Everett takes on some of that. So Everett really is between tight end 36 and tight end 10. Are you taking a chance with his current ADP, Steve?
Not with Dissly. Now Gerald Everett is tight end 24 with an ADP of the 14th round, high of 812. I'll say this much, like, of Everett, I would definitely draft him in and have him occupy a bench spot, because he has the potential to be a top 10 tight end. There, you know, you say that Dissly is his competition. There is no real competition for him. He is 26 years old, and he is at that age where tight ends are really starting to come into their own, even if he is moving to a new team. And, you know, so pairing him with Russell Wilson, who does like to target the tight end, you know, in reality, Gerald Everett got the money. So Gerald Everett is going to be the one who's going to get the start. And, you know, Everett's going in the 14th round, high of 8th round. I'll say this much. If I'm like in the 12th or 13th round towards the end of the draft, and I've already got solid bench players, I'd gladly spend a 12th, 13th round pick on Gerald Everett and just have him sit on my bench and see what happens.
I don't do tight ends on my bench personally, but Gerald Everett signed a 1-year, $6 million contract, including a $4 million signing bonus, $6 million guaranteed, and an average salary of $6 million. If they really thought, hey, he's 26, he's going to the prime of his career, and he's coming off of a couple off years. Wouldn't you want to lock that down, not give that a show me contract? I think that that contract is just saying Disley might not be ready. Let's see. Let's roll the dice and see what a Gerald Everett brings. I don't like it. I'm not drafting Gerald Everett to be a top 10 tight end when my absolute maximum number of targets and yardage for tight ends could only bring him up to 10 if he gets 100% of those. I can't do it there, but I will swear up and down that he's still better than Tyler Higbee.
I will disagree. I think Tyler Higbee is far and away the better tight end.
We will see, and only time will tell. Steve, any final comments on the Seattle Seahawks?
I mean, whoever the lead tight end is going to be, that's going to be your third wide receiver there. I know that the Seahawks signed a couple of players to try to be that third guy, but really, whoever it is, Everett
Dwayne
or Disley,
Eskridge in the draft is a possible 65 to 80 target guy. You have Freddie Swain who might get in that 50 to 60 target range.
They also signed someone. I think they signed someone from Washington in the offseason. I can't remember. But yeah, there's always been a competition for the number three wide receiver spot because Russell Wilson has consistently, Russell Wilson's one of those quarterbacks who can support two 1,000 yard receivers consistently. You know, he's up there with, he's done it. You know, other quarterbacks have done it, like Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady, Ben Roethlisberger. You know, he's up there with one of those quarterbacks that if he can support 2,000 yard receivers, you take him. So,
all right. The Seattle Seahawks is our 2021 projections. Now, don't stop here. Go over to idsports.com. Check out our content, including articles. You can go to youtube.com/idsports. Subscribe and watch all our videos as they come out. And we're also available audio on every platform. We have just a couple listed at the bottom of the screen here. Apple, Amazon, Stitcher, Spotify, Google. Wherever you listen to podcasts, we're there. We'd appreciate you if you subscribe and check out all 32 teams as we make the stat projections for the 2021 season.